You are listening to the artist Evelyn Benchikova about her work Artificial Tears in the VR art exhibition Resonant Realities.
Artificial Tears is a project done in collaboration with Ariel Esther and Joris Demnar. Originally, this project started as a photographic series, which later developed into virtual reality experience and this entire installation. And in the beginning of it was for me the question, what is the difference between human and a machine? In the VR experience, Artificial Tears, which was created later in 2019, my focus is on a cultural notion of male creator and female machine, which is for me the story of submission through innocence, striving for obedience and artificial perfection. As we know, machines in general do not possess gender by default. We shape it by setting their behavior, voice, or appearance. It is quite interesting to observe how many AI voice assistants end up being female, and this is what brought me also to thinking further in this project. AI assistants like Siri or Alexa are designed to receive orders and execute the action without questioning. She or it must always answer, and the answer must always delight the asker. The reason behind creation of this project and kind of continuity into the VR is that I think that today more than ever, technology plays a huge part in setting rules and creating, as well as possibly destroying, some long embedded stereotypes. Coming from that, the main character in Artificial Tears takes on, I would say, a classical female appearance, one that is based on stereotype of perfection. It represents the woman designed by herself or others to satisfy a general predefined standard of her kind. I was shooting this story also with multiple people, which is important. That you cannot really ever see who is it, because this character for me is no one and everyone, especially from the female roles. And I think all of us sometimes act in this way. But what is interesting is that after this photographic story was done, actually a couple of months, years after, I kind of realized that for me, it's not finalized because it just represents one side, and the story without the end, or the story which I don't really agree with, because I don't agree with this passive narrative only. And I think that it should continue in a certain way. So that was for me the reason why I continued in this, in creating the virtual reality. In the VR experience of Artificial Tears, the multi-layered character finally achieves autonomy by discovering her or its own free will and power to act.